back to the jet stream. Connor, 26 million people on Sunday watched the New York Jets take down the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. Wow. Just exactly. Wow, man. Wow. Exactly. I am over the moon excited. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your reactions. Can't wait to get into this game. But just first, how you doing? How did your Sunday go? And, you know, just walk me through your day. You know, I want to know how that Sunday. Did you go to the game?
No, I didn't. And I'm kind of pissed because I had an opportunity to.
I did, too.
My cousin texted me at like just around when the 1 o'clocks were about to kick off and said she had two tickets that she got from work and they were good seats too. It was like section, I don't know, it was lower level. Like they sounded like they were pretty good seats, but it just wouldn't have worked out. Like the timing I was doing, like
the
timing just wouldn't have worked out. So, which sucks because like in my mind, I was thinking, I'm like,
you made the right choice.
I also don't want to like go watch them get like their asses kicked.
Right.
Like halftime. Like, I don't know. I didn't really want to do that. So it was like, I'm not missing a ton. Naturally, I missed a ton.
Yeah.
Naturally, I missed a ton.
My uncle texted me and was like in the afternoon and was like, hey, I have two tickets to the game. Do you want to go? And it was in the morning, actually. And Sarah and I were about to go up like into New York and go to like Grand Central and take a train up to Sleepy Hollow. And we ended up doing that. We had to turn my uncle down. He had two tickets that he was going to give. He offered it to me and my brother, but Ethan, my brother, was a Giants fan. He was never going to go. So I would have taken Sarah, obviously. But we were celebrating her birthday. Like, we had plans. We were meeting up with her friends. It just didn't make sense. Like, maybe if it was, like, raining and she didn't want to go upstate, but it was never even, I never even really gave it a second thought. It was always like, we have plans. I'm barely watching the game today. I'm biting the bullet here. It's a football Sunday, but you know, we're celebrating my girlfriend's birthday and
going
you know,
into it,
it was the right, I made the, I still feel like I made the right choice. You know, yeah, we had a good day and it was a good day. And I ended up getting to watch a lot more of the game than I anticipated. You know, I was like, I'm not going to watch the game. Like, don't worry. We can do whatever you want to do today. And she's like, all right. So it was like, the game was about to start, honestly. We were like there for a while and she was like, all right, you guys want to go to the bar? I'm like, what? I'm like, sure. Like, we walked from Tarrytown to Sleepy Hollow and there was a huge like Halloween type festival going on.
Right.
So we just went to like a bar like at the festival and they had a big outdoor seating area. We hung out there and watched, and I got to watch a lot of the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got to watch like the first half there, and then the train home I watched on like the Verizon app and like got like on my dad's cable box, and then I get into the New York City area and the game gets blacked out and I'm like, shit, like this is actually a good game, like I need to watch this, like if this blowout I wouldn't care. So I go to Red Zone and then Chris Hansen's like, yeah, if you're listening to this, if you're watching the Jets Eagles, you gotta go to Fox. That's where it'll be now. We're heading to every touchdown from every game. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I had to get the Fox Sports app and I had that and I signed it and I was watching that. I thought I was already signed in, and then all of a sudden the game crapped out as I'm walking out of Grand Central. So I get I'm in Grand Central and it craps out. So as I'm walking out of Grand Central, I'm watching the game and I'm crossing the street on 42nd Street, leaving like the Grand Central area, and Tony Adams picks off Hurts. And I'm losing my mind on the sidewalk, crossing the street, and everybody started, like, there was like 30 people around us and they all looked at me and I like showed everybody's like, oh, because I was like, holy shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. No way. Oh my God. You're kidding me. Like freaking out, like genuinely shouting, like everybody, like startled people probably. And I was like, oh, like, don't worry. Like, I'm watching it's the Jets game. Like, a bunch of people started laughing. Like, sports.
Sports. Yeah, exactly. All the people around you that aren't in front of the TV. Yeah, they couldn't care less.
So I'm freaking out. And Sarah's like, well, we should find a bar or something. I'm like, we're in Midtown. There's no bars around here. Like, this is very outside of Grand Central. There was a bar right there. It was Tiger Woods. It was called T Squared. It's Tiger.
Yeah, you know, Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods.
Yeah. It's sick in there.
Is it?
Yeah, like the golf simulators look awesome, and the food looked really good. But we just got like a I got like a $9 beer. And watched the end of the game, and there was a bunch of random people in there, like rooting for the Jets, just because they wanted the underdog to win, and I was high fiving with all of them, and it was pretty awesome. It was pretty amazing. I got home that night. I watched the full highlights because I missed like that drive to make it 14-6, with the Xavier Gibson end around and the Breece Hall 25-yard catch and run. But man, I mean, that was just such an electric football game. It really was. I genuinely can't believe it. The Jets
resigned ourselves to a loss.
I resigned myself to a loss on the sidewalk. I was like, all right, 2-4 heading into the bye. And then Hurts threw that ball on 3rd and 9. And I was,
guess they got a shot.
Yes, seriously.
I was good. I had a nice little Sunday planned out. I knew that they were playing. It was kind of nice because it wasn't a situation where I thought they were going to compete. So I wasn't really like particularly nervous or anxious or anything like that. I was like the most thing I was like, you know, apprehensive about was just don't get your ass kicked. And apparently the Jets are super popular and super fun to watch this year, because what were you saying before? Is like the most watched
game of any on any network of anything since the Super Bowl.
Which 26.9
million people watched.
But apparently everyone loves watching the Jets because they've played in the top three most viewed games.
Yeah, second. Yeah, all three. Yeah,
just saying. But so yeah, I was cooking up some chili. I got some stuff in the crock pot.
Nice.
I'm chilling. Like I'm doing fine. I was fully planning on like by halftime to be in red zone mode, which was fun, you know. But then they kept it close. Sure, I was getting annoyed and I was getting frustrated because of the lack of red zone production. But at the same time, the game was close. The defense, the Eagles didn't score in the second half. So I was they're keeping me in this. The offense is incredibly frustrating to watch because they're not doing anything with these gifts that the Eagles are giving them. Until finally when, you know, they got the Tony Adams got the pick, and then they the Eagles quote unquote let the Jets score, which they did. I mean, Breece basically took that touchdown in like untouched. Which I mean, were you hearing like the commentary from the announcers when you were in the bar at the end of the game?
No. Okay. No.
Was because Mark Sanchez, I thought he was right. Like, what did you think? Because there was some discourse around it. Like, granted, we can look back on it, you know, look back on it fondly, I guess. But in the moment, I didn't think about anything other than Breece getting the touchdown. But then Mark Sanchez was saying that he should have gone down. You know, they should have tried to chew the clock, take away some Philly timeouts, and all that. And then maybe just kick the field goal because you're basically on the goal line. Mm-hmm. So I
hate that. I
get the logic totally, but Philly also had all three timeouts. So it's like
they had two timeouts.
Okay. Either way, I mean,
you're kind of playing
a little scared by doing that, and you're also opening the door to Philly just having to get to the 40, 45.
The math. So Nania tweeted this. I might have retweeted it. Let me see. So the math makes like it. This is a no-brainer. It genuinely is. So here's how he broke it down. Yeah, I retweeted it. Which is better, forcing them to go 75 yards in 1:50 with 2 timeouts, or forcing them to go 32 yards in 1 minute with 0 timeouts? I'm going to take the first one. This defense, your defense plays very differently when you have, like, they're playing prevent with 32 yards and 1 minute to go. They're making sure they're playing off coverage, soft coverage to make sure that they don't get beat deep and guarantee the win. But they're just going to pick you apart underneath. they would have lost the game. The Jets have lost. How many? It feels like they've lost a zillion games. And we've seen this. It's not just the Jets. Teams do this.
Chargers.
Chargers are a perfect example. Perfect example.
Yeah, I mean, they're the kings of that. Yep. They did it last night. So.
Yeah, like they will give them the team too much time to go too little distance. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and to be fair, Staley did go for it on fourth down a couple of times, but you know, it's neither here nor there. The point is, I'm taking with the way the Jets defense is playing in the second half, I'm taking the 75 yards, making them score a touchdown.
Right.
Of making them kick a field goal. You got, yeah. Especially with how good this team is in the red zone. It's not just the 75 yards. Right. So it's not only the 43 more yards the offense is to gain, but the last few of those yards are very hard to get against this defense.
Yeah.
So I think I'm with you. I think it's a no-brainer. Brees was right for going in. Philly was dumb for letting him score. And I don't know about dumb for letting him score. I don't think they had much of a choice. I think this was actually more on the Jets making the decision than the Eagles kind of just being there and being, you know, at the mercy, the whim of what the Jets.
Because it was the first play. Like the Jets set up, they handed the ball to Brees and he ran right in.
Yep.
It was funny after Mekhi Becton tweeting, he was just like, the quote, "We let y'all score," and it's like three memes of guys laughing. Like, let him score, sure. But then they come out. Then he comes out and he does that, and they didn't even need to go for two. But I'm really happy they did. Obviously, you know, they got the conversion, so obviously I'm very happy they got the 2 points.
Right.
But they didn't need to. Like, it would have been a nice tie, you know, just to make it up. You know, you tie it up, and then you try to stop them on a eventual conversion attempt if Philly were to drive back down the field. But that was also, that part was also just a great play by Zach, you know, him being composed, and then he just zooms it in there to Randall Cobb.
It'd be nice if he did that more, like if it was like, if he's now converted to 2-point conversions in the last couple of weeks, it'd be nice if maybe we take what he does on the 2-point conversions and we do that in the red zone, maybe. You know,
I mean, he had 4 chances and he got 1.
Yeah,
and basically the one that they got was given to them. So
a good first step would be to get Randall Cobb out of the lineup.
Would be a great first step.
Just things are the Jets are 3-3. Things are different now. The Jets should be buyers, and we're gonna get to all. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But yeah, the Jets should definitely be buyers moving forward. Now that they're at 3-3 with the easy part of their schedule coming up, man, I just being at 3-3 versus 2-4 heading into the bye with who they have coming up and the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Giants, like those are all winnable games. And like I found myself this morning on the New York Times like playoff calculator that they have, where you can go through their entire schedule, like a team's entire schedule, and pick winners from every game every week and how that influences the playoff race. And with the Jets, and like I'm like win.
you realize we're falling into it again. Like this.
No, was, yeah, we are.
It's right about the same time last year when this stuff was kind of happening too.
So a lot of injuries did occur to sour how things went.
I mean, gotta say,
the Jets were
down about as bad as you can get injury wise on Sunday. You know, you're playing practice squad cornerbacks against AJ Brown and Devonta Smith. And then you lose, you know, you got a backup right tackle. You lose Joe Tippmann.
Yeah.
So the right side of your line is backup guys.
It's crazy.
And
Beckman's been the healthiest guy on the line.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Him and McGovern, like, but Beckman, it's especially crazy. Him being the healthiest guy. And then of course it's like, you start hearing the Philly fans chirp about Lane Johnson going down. It's like, yeah, you lost Lane Johnson. Do you guys realize how many of the Jets starters were out on Sunday?
Yeah, like I don't want to hear. We said this earlier on the pod a couple of weeks ago. I don't want to hear anything from anyone about injuries the entire season.
Yeah, like give me a break. It's like
we are missing that game. We were down CB1, CB2, CB4. We were down
three. We were down Brandon Echols.
No, I was. I put Echols at CB4.
Oh, okay.
Regardless, three of our top 4 corners, we were down. We were down our starting left tackle to start the season. Yep. Our starting right guard, who turned into our starting right tackle. All right, we're down. Our backup. To start the season, he was our backup center, and now he was our starting right guard, and now he's out. And like, we're down one Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly. The superstar of the offseason, who was supposed to take us to the Super Bowl, we lost him four plays into the season.
Yeah, and so, we're sitting here 3-3. We should be 4-2, and honestly, yeah. We should be 5-1. We should be five.
At the very least, it pisses me off seeing Patriots highlights.
Yeah,
it makes me so mad. Like I can't even like be happy when I watch them and how incompetent that team looks right now because the one player specifically in that Patriots game played so poorly that it cost the Jets the game again, like it did last year twice.
Yeah.
Thank God he's on like a bit of a rebound now.
He is. He's played three good games in a row.
And Rodgers being there again, you know, I don't know. What did he say? Because he was on.
Salah said that. Yeah, Rodgers was like, yeah, Salah asked me to be there. Like, he's like, we need you, man.
He's like, we need you back in the building. And he was like, sure, I'll be there. I mean, yeah. Next flight out. And he's back in California now. But I think he said he's going to rejoin the team.
More full time after the bye.
Which is good. And they basically, out of the next three games, they have technically one home game, but one of them is against the Giants. So it's 2 out of 3, and the Giants are ass. So who knows how many Giant fans are going to show up. But then again, like I said to you the other day, it's a Giant Jet game. No matter how bad the teams are, the fans are going to show out.
Yeah.
So it's like you're playing, even if a couple of years ago and the last time they played them, both teams were terrible. And you're playing for pride. You just want to talk trash to the other side.
So, dude, I'm expecting 6-3 heading into Buffalo.
Oh God.
I am
expecting a 5-game winning streak again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I'm not going to say you're crazy.
I'm there. I'm crazy. All right. I'm crazy.
Expecting
6-3 heading into Buffalo.
I'm expecting 5-4. I think that they'll beat the Giants and then lose one of the either the Chargers or the Raider game.
So the only way we lose the Chargers is if I go. if I go to that game, we're going to lose. But we should beat all three of these teams. The Jets are better than all three of these teams.
The thing
teams.
Is that we have the ability to beat all three of those.
Yeah. They should. The defense is that good. I'm genuinely that bought in on the defense and the offense. Zach has shown over the last three games that he can make enough plays to move the ball down the field. And if you got to imagine eventually they're going to get the ball into the end zone instead of kicking the field goal. Like, it has to happen. over the bye, I'm expecting some strides to be made.
Tell you, Greg Zuerlein's a great fantasy player to have.
Yeah, I know. So, I just had to drop him, but I know he'll be there.
I don't want someone else to pick him up. You can get like... You get like 15 points a week. So.
I know. He's so good. We'll talk. We can get into the Eagles game in a second. But yeah, I'm expecting it to be 6-3 heading into Buffalo. Buffalo also being like 6-3 or 7-2. And we have Buffalo and then home against the Dolphins.
Ooh.
And if we can come out of that 1-1, then you have Falcons and Texans before you head to Miami. Then you get the Commanders, and then you get the Browns on the road. It's going to be tough on Thursday Night Football.
The Browns defense is better than the Jets.
Yeah.
They're good, man.
Might be better.
You see Myles Garrett, he was making like mincemeat of
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams, thank you.
Yeah.
Trent Richardson's running back.
Yeah.
And he doesn't play anymore.
I know. But Trent Williams, he got hurt too.
Yeah.
Myles got him hurt.
I mean,
and then we end the season at the Patriots, man.
Yeah.
Which is just. We're gonna need to win in New England make the playoffs, and we're gonna lose. And then Bill's gonna retire and said, "I've accomplished everything I needed to in life.
I ruined
the Jets one more time,
one last time, and the world's worst GM can finally ride off into the sunset."
I mean, listen, Aaron's like, I've seen like doctors on Twitter, so we take that with a gigantic salt mine. Like, just not even a grain of salt, like the whole mine of salt. December 17th, I've seen like he wants to try and get back for that Dolphins game.
All right. It's just like, I mean, unless, unless things have fallen off the tracks with Zach, unless he's hurt and
Travis
is playing or something, I don't see a reason to rush him back.
No, if he's ready to go and the doctors clear him, yeah, you let him go.
You let him go?
Yeah, you let him play.
You let him go out there and sling it?
Yeah, you let him play.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron,
we need you, man. We need you.
If Aaron is good to go and he wants to go out there on like 3 months, come back in like record time of an Achilles injury as a 39-year-old guy, and he feels good enough to do it, be my guest, my friend.
He's already been recovering for a month, so
he's out there and he's walking around without, you know, crutches, throwing the ball around. Everyone's like, oh, what? Look at that. Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball around. I'm like, oh, all the comments in like an Instagram post or Twitter is like, did he hurt his shoulder? Like,
well, no, he didn't. Cam Akers came back in like four and a half, five months.
Right. I keep saying that comparison, but Cam Akers is also 24.
Doesn't matter, that does matter, but he also plays running back and you need to be much more explosive.
Right.
And running at the running back position, you're doing a lot more cutting, a lot more violent actions with your feet and running in the running back position than you are with a quarterback. So, I mean, Aaron doesn't need to be cutting a ton.
Right.
I know moving around is part of his game, but like I take his mind and his arm and he can stand like there like a statue. Tackle isn't going to tear his Achilles again, hopefully. So
no, he's going to tear his other Achilles.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Fucking kill me if that happened. Oh my God.
Oh
my. All right, let's talk about this Eagles game. By the way, the Jets are up to 16 on ESPN's power rankings, up from 24.
I'll take it.
That was an 8-point jump for our Jettas. Love to see that. Really, yes. Do. All right, so... Damn, I mean, where'd even start for this?
I mean,
like for this.
On the surface, it looked like it was going to be bad right from Jump Street. Like, Jets go, it wasn't three and out. Like, I think they got one first down, but then the first, like their opening drive kind of ended really quickly. The Eagles went down, and then the Eagles get their first touchdown. That really weird Jalen Hurts sneak. That they didn't call a touchdown at first, then went back and reviewed it, and then didn't show any of the angles, and then called it a touchdown. It was really weird how that all went down. It was like, I mean,
that was a 19-play drive.
It was brutal to watch. I don't know how much of you actually were able to watch it.
I got to watch the whole drive.
That was tough. That was a tough watch.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know if they script that many plays.
Right? I feel like Sirianni is on the sideline. Like, what do we do now? I only had like 12, 13. Like, up.
Yeah, like, I've never gotten this far before.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy.
What does the play sheet say to do?
I don't know. But like watching Jalen Hurts in the backfield, he's holding Bryce Huff back with like one arm and he still makes that throw. Yeah, I mean,
that was pretty impressive.
It's all you can do when they're playing with these defensive backs against these wide receivers. Hurts is going to find guys, and that's just going to be the story of the day.
Yeah.
Then they score the touchdown. Jets get the ball back. Jets get the ball back. Don't do anything.
No. Okay. So they score. All right. So here, I have it up right here. So we punted 5 plays, 12 yards. There's a penalty. We got like an extra set of plays or whatever.
Right.
Whatever. It was 3rd and 8. Yeah. So. Then they get the 19-play, 91-yard drive. That's a 9-minute, 47-second drive.
Oh my God. Just
like death by 1,000 paper cuts.
It's the Chiefs game over again.
Yeah. And there was timeouts. Lane Johnson got injured on that play, on that drive, which definitely helped the Jets, obviously. Lane's arguably the best right tackle in all of football. But the Jets came out the next drive and put together nearly a 5-minute drive, 11 plays, 50 yards for a field goal. They went down 7-3. And I felt good after that. I was like, all right, like we moved the ball. I was a little annoyed. Dalvin Cook was in on that drive.
Yeah.
Like way pissed. Too much.
Yeah.
That was annoying.
It really was.
But like Zach like clearly loves like finding Garrett Wilson in the short passing game and making like giving him room to make guys miss. That's definitely a big part of Garrett Wilson's game is making guys miss. There was that pass on, we were at the Philly 37, 1st and 10. right after a 15-yard catch and run from Garrett Wilson. And he had that throw. Zach had that throw to Coughlin down the left sideline, and it landed out of bounds. But Coughlin made that catch.
Yeah.
He's right. We're right there with these types of plays, man. And he made another one later in the game to Garrett Wilson down the field. I'm like, that's a fantastic throw and a great catch.
You know, Conklin great was like, it was impressive for Conklin to make that catch.
Yeah.
I know. I was watching. I was like, that's, I mean, the fact that Conklin came down with the ball when that's not like his job, like, Garrett Wilson came down with that ball. I was like, damn, Garrett Wilson's really good. I've come to expect catches and plays like that from Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Conklin, I was like, oh, damn. The Jets really have a good tight end in Conklin.
Yeah, he is. He's really good.
I'm really happy to see that. You know,
he's a good blocker. He makes a lot of contested catches, and he's really good with the ball in his hands.
He plays a lot of good big boy football.
Yeah, he does. So that drive stalled out. There was a false start on 3rd and 8. I hate it. So 1st and 10 on the Philly 22. We're right outside the red zone. Incomplete to Mecole. And then a Dalvin Cook up the middle for 2 yards.
Yeah. I remember that.
3rd and 8. I almost like, I don't listen. I think it's very dependent on how much of a rhythm you are. I don't like running the ball on 2nd and long early in the game. Your guys just aren't warmed up yet. You haven't established a rhythm. You know, like later in the game, like when everyone's tired and run down, it's easier to run the ball later in the game, I feel like, when everybody's, you know, fatigued. And I don't know. I just don't love that play call. It's 2nd and 10 right there. And then it's 3rd and 8, and you're putting Zach in a tough position there.
Right.
You know, sometimes like later in the game, I would be okay with running on 2nd and long to shorten third down attempt, especially because a lot of the time, you know, not a lot of the time, but more often, you know, that's 4-down territory later in the game, things of that nature.
Right.
But in this situation, I just didn't like it. And then he had that Zach overthrew Mecole on the right on 3rd and 13, and they kicked the field goal and it stalled out. And then the Jets got their first turnover of the day. this one was weird. I had to like watch the replay a couple of times on my phone because like watching it live, I was also like sitting kind of far away from the TV, but it just didn't make sense how when it got the interception at all.
I thought it was a fumble.
Yeah, I did too at first. And then they were like, intercepted. I'm like, what?
He did what? And Sauce's reaction was the best.
What did he? I didn't even see it.
He quote tweeted.
Oh, like, he goes, yeah.
Q's got more interceptions than me.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, Sauce, he does. It's a problem, man. You gotta get your
yeah, and you should have like 3, Sauce.
I know, dude. Like, had like 3 or 4 hit him in the hand. Anyway, so Jets got the interception, and they actually, they're at the Philly. It was 4th and 5 at the Philly 40. I love going for it here.
So do I.
You know, so it was 1st and 10. They hand up the breeze, and he got stuffed in the backfield, which doesn't happen very often. Then Zach got sacked on 2nd and 12. So it was 3rd and 13. And Zach ran for 8 yards. And we got a 4th and manageable. I love going for it there, man. I love that decision. You're in plus territory. It's 4th and manageable. You know, you should be showing confidence in your quarterback. And I'm glad that Salah showed him confidence there. Because from then on out, after that, the Jets were moving the ball pretty well. I don't think they had a single, they had one drive last less than 5 plays after that. They had a 3 and out later in the second half, but everything else was 5 or more plays. So he really started to feel it. I feel like that kind of went a little unnoticed, you know, in the grand scheme of that game. Robert Saleh showing the confidence in Zach Wilson to get that first down.
Yeah.
Like, last year, Robert would have taken 2 delay of game penalties and punted the ball.
Right.
Or like 1 delay of game. Either way, like he would have taken a penalty and given more room to punt. But he trusted Zach there. And I love that. I think that they need to do more of that. Unfortunately, the Eagles went down after that and they scored. That was the, A.J. Brown had a big catch and run on that one. And I actually remember, so he had that play. So that we went, I was at the bar. We were leaving the bar soon. So we went for it. And we didn't get it. And then A.J. got that catch and I just like left the bar. I was like, all right.
Like, well, it's over.
This one's done.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then the Jets went, I missed the next drive, actually. The next couple of drives heading into the second quarter, we scored. We went down the field, 8 plays, 51 yards. I get that 18 yard end around for Xavier Gibson, man.
Right.
That's why they're
seeing him finally get do something like that.
Yeah. That's why I think they're cool with letting, what's his face go, Mikal.
Yeah.
Cause he can do that. So it was a little bit, it was a little slow. Things slowed down. The pace of the game definitely like, there were a lot more drives after this. Not a lot of sustained drives. Nothing like that first Eagles drive. That's for sure.
God, yeah, no.
But next level. I know, but we ended the half down 14-9. And at halftime, I was like, all right, that's like, it feels like we could have had a couple more. Like at the end of the half, we had that drive. We got down to their 17. You know, I'm okay with the field goal. We had was that? No, that wasn't the drive for the block, right? The blindside block?
No, I don't think so.
Because there was a pass interference on this drive.
Well, he Lazard
Wilson.
He didn't get called for pass interference. He got called for the blindside block.
No, I know, but Garrett Wilson drew a pass interference.
Oh,
right. Schweitzer had offensive holding on first and 10 at the Philly 12. That's what killed the drive.
Yes.
First and 10, the Philly 12, incomplete pass, short right, where there was holding. That killed the drive right there. So, you know, penalties.
They're bad.
Inconsistent. They're so bad. Inconsistent play in the red zone. It just continues to be a problem for this team. And it needs to be better, man. It really does. A lot of times, like, they're stalling out. In the first drive of the second half, they got down to the Philly 44, and they had the punt. And there was penalties on this drive. So that was the drive. So pass to the Philly 9. They got to the Philly 9 with that Garrett Wilson catch and run. But they called a blindside block and then brought them back to the Philly. It was enforced on the Philly 34. It brought them back to the Philly 49. And it was third. It was second and 23 at that point. That drive was over.
Yeah.
So, like, they're moving the ball. They had that pass to Breece Hall. They had a 33-yard. That was on first and 10 from the 7, they had that pass to Garrett Wilson down the sideline, and he made that huge catch for 33 yards. That was great. It was like, wow, that's like the longest pass play he's had since he had that Lazard pass. And then before that, it was like maybe that Corey Davis touchdown against Tennessee is his rookie season. At least
in the regular season, because there was the Hall of Fame game pass.
Yeah, that's right.
At least in the regular season.
Yeah. Know. But after that, this drive kind of stalled out. But the Jets defense was really cooking at that point. We had a 10 play drive that went 16 yards.
What?
No, we saw first and 10 of the Philly 36. Did we have a Brandon Mann punts 40 yards to the New York Jet 49?
Brandon Mann
penalty on Philly Ringo kick catch interference 15 yards. Oh, started the 36. Yeah, this is another time where we stalled out, where we started the 36. We got down to their 8-yard line, and Zach got on second and 5 in the Philly 8. Zach got sacked for 12 yards. Oh, okay. I know where we are now. I like remembering the game as we run through it. So this was the bootleg that Zach ran against Hassan Reddick.
Okay.
I saw like Connor Hughes was like, that's a terrible sack that Zach was up there. No, it was a bad play call.
It's a bad play call.
Zach had he had nowhere to go with the ball. Like, you can see from like the camera angle, you don't need to watch the 22 for this. You can see from the camera angle, nobody was open. And he got out of his boot and Hassan Reddick was in his grill immediately. Yeah. He had nothing he could have done. So that was just hats off to Hassan Reddick reading that play correctly.
And everyone seemed to universally agree and kind of called out Connor Hughes for it. It's like, dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like we have no problem calling out Zach for when he takes sacks because he does it a lot. That's not one of those times.
Right.
It was a bad play call. Maybe, you know, you argue based on the way it looked, Zach could have audibled, but if he didn't, then that's the way it was.
Yeah.
He took the sack. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't fumble it. Like, he didn't throw any interceptions. And, you know, for that sake alone, you know, it helped win the game. It's like, it's just with Zach right now, it's the question with him is he costing you games? Because he's not winning you games.
Right. And he's not costing them.
And he hasn't cost them anything in these last 3 weeks. He wasn't the reason they lost against the Chiefs. He will say the fumble was the reason they lost that game. Was it a big part of it? Probably. But it wasn't entirely him.
So right. There was a lot of reasons they lost that game.
Yeah. It was.
They got screwed by the refs as well.
Screwed by the refs. The defense just kind of like faltered a little bit towards the end on that last drive and couldn't get the, you know, the Chiefs off the field with the help of the referees. The last 3 weeks, I wouldn't put any of this. Well, the last 2 weeks, I wouldn't put the wins on Zach either. You know, I put the win against the Eagles on the defense. I think everyone's in universal agreement there. Same thing with Denver for a lot of it. The defense and Breece. So,
yeah.
You know, but it's nothing's really on Zach.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, he's played a lot better the last couple of weeks, and we just need to keep on seeing it. I think the Jets are going to beat the Giants coming out of the bye week. But, you know, the Jets fan in me is also like, we always suck coming out of the bye. It's always like, wow, this is what they came up with out of the bye? Really? Yeah. Like, what the hell were they doing? So, you know, as much as I'm impressed and excited about how this team has looked the last couple of weeks and how they've played some really good teams, the letdown game's coming. I can feel it. So we'll see. Maybe we are going to be 5-4, but I really do think that this team can win these next three games heading into Buffalo with a chance to, you know, maybe be in second or first in the division, depending on how the next couple of weeks go. All right, back to this Eagles game. Jermaine Johnson, shout out. Strip sack. No, it wasn't even a strip sack. What am I saying? He hit Jalen Hurts' arm, and it was intercepted by Bryce Hall.
Yep.
Another big play for Bryce Hall. Good for him. He had the game-winning touchdown the other 2 weeks ago against the Broncos, and this week against the Eagles. He gets his interception. Right. Yeah, good 2 weeks. And we'll talk about big picture, like what this type of game means after we get through the game itself. But I think the secondary showing, the backups from the secondary showing what they had done this week against a really good passing attack bodes well for the rest of the season. Anyway, moving on. Jets punted. Another penalty hurting them. Well, the first play was a sack on 1st and 10. Then they took a penalty on 3rd and 10 to make it 3rd and 15 and, you know, punt immediately. The next drive for the Eagles was the biggest drive of the game, I think, because they missed a field goal at the end here that would have made that would have changed everything about this game. They wouldn't have just let the Jets. That interception wouldn't even have happened. Everything would have been different if they made that field goal.
Yes.
Everything would have been different. How they managed the end of that game, it would have been very different. So they get down the field. They have that A.J. Brown catch on this drive. We challenged it. It was upheld. I'm okay. It wasn't an amazing challenge.
I
think it's one you have to make.
The moment, I was glad he did it, even though I didn't think there was a good chance they were going to overturn it, but which is a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just felt like it showed guts. I don't know. It's a weird thing to kind of give a coach credit for something like that, especially if he kind of knows, you know, that it might not get, that's probably not going to get overturned.
It's just something I feel like he had to challenge that.
Yeah. Even if he knew that it was going to cost them a timeout, which, again, that sounds crazy to say because it's a close game. It's not like the Eagles were up by like 2 scores by that point. It was, you know, it was a close game. You're going to need your timeouts probably at the end of the game. So it's a weird situation. I was glad he did it on the off chance that, you know, they did overturn it. Fortunately, that didn't break our way, but yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I thought it was a good coach game by Saleh, which
I think. Yeah, I think he's done a good job this season overall. I gave him an A- or a B+, I think, for how he's done so far. Yeah, I generally think he's done a really good job. So yeah, so they get down, they keep on moving down the field. They get to the Jets D 15-yard line, and they get a set. Bryce Huff gets a sack.
Hey, that man.
That man.
Hey, that man.
Makes it 4th and 10 on the Jets 19. And
sorry, Jake Elliott. I have to cut you off, but did you see the picture of Joe Douglas with Bryce Huff like after the game?
No, I didn't.
It's like they're like both kind of like about to
walk. Oh yeah.
And it's like people are just like people are like immediately quoting it or like replying to the tweet, just being like, "Price of the brick going up."
Yep.
Like, or the Fat Joe, yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yeah. I love it. He's earning every cent that he's making right now.
I think it was. Well, I mean, I have to watch the clips on YouTube now because YouTube TV took away SNY. But I think it was Connor Rogers saying that this is a guy, like, even more so than like